Okay, hello everyone. I see we're doing good with the streaming. We're live, yes, and we're recording as well for those that can join us today because they are watching the eclipse. You know, the eclipse is going on. Everybody is excited. If there's one thing when you can tell that's when there's something happening in the cosmos, in the universe, does it affect us? Well, you can see half of America is overexcited about the solar eclipse because that's where the eclipse is showing this time. It has been around in Europe where I am many times before, but we don't get so excited about it. We don't hold mass meditations or anything like that. So that's also why people ask me, Seb, why are you going to talk about connecting to Gaia, connecting to Earth? Why not the eclipse? Because today is the eclipse. You know me, I don't follow trends, I follow my heart. That's what it's all about. Following our heart. But indirectly, this is going to be about the eclipse, nevertheless. Indirectly, because everything is connected, and I'll explain how that works and why. So again, welcome. For those that don't know me and see me for the first time and are with us for the first time, my name is Seb. I'm the founder of the Transformational Meditation Group, streaming to you live from Norway. And if you watch the recording is being created in Norway too. At least it's the Earth and not from another planet or anything like that. So we're close to home, nevertheless. What we do in this podcast, we talk about our heart-focused living. We do heart-focused meditations. Now and then we have a guest coming over as well, who wants to present their project, which comes from the heart, which is a heart-focused project. I'm working on getting a guest, Jody Dean, into the show. I just have to fit a nice time for him to be able to record it. But yeah, he is doing a project, heart-focused circle, and I don't remember the name completely, but we're trying to get him on the show and interview him. So if you have a heart-based project, something you're pouring your heart into and you want to promote it, feel free to contact me and we'll get you on the show and for a little interview and a promotion for your project. So if we don't have anybody to interview, we always do a theme, and today it is connecting to Gaia, connecting with Gaia, our beautiful planet, which is very important right now because with the eclipse going on, our heads and everything is all out there with the sun, with the moon. And does it affect us? I just said, well, everybody's getting excited about it, but that's not really the effect we are looking for or searching for. It's nice, it's fun, people get outside, people come together, so it's positive that it affects people in that way. But it also affects our inner self, our energies, our being. And how does that work? Is it really true? Yeah, it's subtle. It's subtle. It does, but it does affect us. Normal during the day when you have a solar eclipse, it affects everything. The plants, the animals too. I was in Germany once when there was a solar eclipse, and in the middle of the day it became dark, of course, because the moon is in front of the sun, and you see animals going to sleep. There were horses outside and they were going to sleep. There were some sheep and they were going to sleep. So, oh, it's night, and then they went to sleep, and then they woke up early again because the sun came back. It's interesting how the rhythm of nature gets affected by the sun, the moon, and anything. I've worked at a hospital for many years. And you can ask your local hospital as well, when are the most patients coming to the ED? Well, that's always when there's a full moon. When there's a full moon, people get into the emergency department, especially when it's a Friday night and it's a full moon. In addition, it gets extra busy in the emergency department. And you can ask your local hospital. It's the same everywhere. So even the moon, which is closer to home than the sun, affects us. You wouldn't know this, but it affects us in some way on an energetic and emotional level. So absolutely, we are all connected with everything that lives. And as I talked often about in this podcast, with our heart is electric. So our heart produces an electromagnetic field. So when you go to the hospital, let's get back to the hospital again, and or to a doctor, and you get your heart monitored, you get some electrodes. The word it already says electric. You get electrodes on your chest, and to measure the electric activity in your heart. And therefore, we can say the heart is electric. It creates electric pulses and also an electromagnetic field. And scientists can measure that field up to several meters away from us, several feet away from us. I think it was 3 to 4 meters. But our instruments just can measure that distance. The field gets very weak the more distance you get. And our instruments can measure it further than that, but most likely the field is even bigger. The Earth is electric. The Earth has an electromagnetic field around it. That's also what causes the aurora borealis, if you haven't heard about that. Those beautiful colors in the northern and southern hemisphere when particles from the sun hit the electromagnetic field of the Earth and bounce off and create light, create photons. So energy transmission going from particles to energy as these particles interfere with the electromagnetic field of the Earth. So we as human beings, if we come together in large enough groups, several thousand of people, and we meditate together, we change our electromagnetic field of our heart, and we are in the same frequency. Our hearts emit the same frequencies and same vibrations as our neighbor, as the other people in the group. We create a strong electromagnetic field, so strong that it even influences the electromagnetic field of the Earth. So, and we scientists have measured that as well. There is a project, I don't remember the name exactly right out of the top of my head, but it is with random number generators, and they are spread out around the globe, connected to the internet, and we see that these random number generators get affected by things that happen on the planet, and especially when there are global happenings that affect a large portion of humanity. A good example was 9/11, for example, that spread around the globe that news pretty quickly, and a lot of people were horrified about that and reacted to that emotionally. And we saw that in how these random number generators reacted. All of a sudden, those numbers weren't that random anymore. So yeah, a lot is going on when we meditate, when we express our feelings and emotions, and work with the electromagnetic field of the heart and influence each other, but also the electromagnetic field of the planet. And the other way around as well, like I said, ask any hospital, the emergency department, when do you see the most patients? Well, that is often or most likely when there is full moon, then there are more patients getting into the emergency department. All right. So our connection to our planet, our connection to Gaia, as you can call it, is very important. We live on this planet. We deal with this planet. We pollute it. We have to take care of this planet. This is not something we just can rob from resources or anything like that. Really, when you feel that connection with nature, with Gaia, you understand what you're here for. You're here to be part of it, be part of this planet, be part of this beautiful world, and nurture it and take care of it. And of course, live from it as well, but we also have to give back. Today, I just want to do a session, a heart-focused meditation, where we just connect, just feel that connection with the planet. Yeah, so take the eclipse out of your mind for a while, getting to the planet, and we can even imagine how the eclipse influences the electromagnetic field of the planet and changes it. So maybe we do a little bit there as well. It's always guided. When I guide meditations, it's always coming from the heart. It's not scripted up front. It just gets, yeah. Some people say you're channeling. I'm not saying that, but yeah, it's something like that. All right, let's get started. Enough talking. I talk too much. Just sit up straight. Take a nice deep inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Lower your shoulders, loosen your jaw, close your eyes if you want to. This is just centering ourselves. Take another nice deep inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. Feel yourself getting centered more and more. Beautiful. Settle down. Breathe normally. Breathe normally. And just for a moment, notice where in your body you feel your breath the most. Do you feel your breath the most in your nostrils? Or the back of your throat? Maybe you feel your breath the most in your chest or your tummy. Notice where you feel your breath the most. And also notice how you are breathing through that point where you feel your breath the most. As you're breathing through that point, can you breathe a little slower and a little deeper? Just to tell your body that it is in a safe place. Notice the colder air flowing in through that point where you feel your breath the most. Notice the warmer air flowing out. Wonderful. Very good. Now move that focus point into your heart space. So become more aware of your heart space, your heart. You could help by putting your hand on your chest right there where your heart is. Become more aware of your heart. Focus on your heart space. Now imagine that you are breathing through your heart. Imagine the air going in and out of your chest area. Just imagine breathing through your heart. By doing this, we create a special focus in the heart area, which makes our heart beat in a very harmonious, coherent way. This also makes the electromagnetic field around our heart stronger, even a little bigger. You can imagine this field, which is around your whole body. You can imagine it as a soap bubble around you, stretching out several feet away from you, around your whole body. You're inside that soap bubble, Maybe you can even sense and imagine that soap bubble getting bigger as you breathe in and contracting a little as you breathe out. And there's information in this field that our heart creates, our heart field. There's information in this field that corresponds with how we feel. This corresponds with our state of being. And the information in this field influences the information in the electromagnetic field of the Earth. It influences the field of the heart of someone that is sitting next to you. It's even able to influence someone else's field on the other side of the planet. The information from our heart enters the electromagnetic field of the Earth and reaches around the planet. You are connected to Gaia, to Mother Earth, to this planet with our electromagnetic field. Can you imagine if you feel stress, sadness, anxiety? That this also influences other people, other beings, even the plants around us, but also planet Earth. It's also why we have a natural drive to try to be happy. We're always seeking happiness. We always want to be happy. We always want to be comfortable, healthy and well. That's our natural state, our most optimal state. And we want our planet to be healthy and well as well. Because we live on this planet, we collaborate with it, we live from it and we give to it. So the least we can do in the morning when we get out of bed is to change our state of being, making sure our state of being is not only positive but also caring. Caring and loving. A love for life, a love for the planet, a love for ourselves. So as you breathe through your heart right now, make sure you're breathing through your heart, nice and slow, deep breath through your heart. Imagine being out in nature, and feeling the planet, feeling the nature, feeling Gaia around you. Sensing that light, warm breeze on the wind. Maybe the scent of flowers or the forest or the beach. Wherever you are right now in your mind's eye. And if you have your shoes off, can you imagine feeling the warmth from the sand or the earth, the grass on your feet? Aren't these wonderful sensations, the sun shining on your skin, the warmth? Maybe you hear animals, birds, crickets, the wind going through the treetops. Let's create that loving, warm, kind, exciting, positive scenery inside of you. Create that experience inside of you as you breathe through your heart. Doesn't this make you feel grateful for being alive, being part of this planet? Feel that connection. Feel the connection with nature. As you breathe through your heart, feel the connection with Mother Earth, with Gaia. Breathe through your heart and really go for it. Really make that experience inside of yourself as real as possible. You might even notice that you are smiling. You might notice a warmth going through your body. That is just your body reacting to that inner experience. And when we feel this oneness with Gaia, this connection with our beautiful planet, with everything of nature, when we feel this gratitude, this care, our body reacts to it. Our physiology changes. We get out of the stress mode. We get into regeneration mode, growth, creativity. And naturally become happier, satisfied, feeling good. Feeling that love for yourself, the gratitude for everything around you. Just breathe through your heart. And send that experience, send those feelings and emotions, that state of being. You feel your whole body being filled with that state of being. Radiated outwards into your field, into your heart field. Make it bigger. Radiate it outwards into your heart field. And let that influence the electromagnetic field of the earth, that psychic internet, as you might call it. Let that information travel around the earth. Let it make that information louder, stronger, as we are with several people here today doing this at the same time, radiating that gratitude, that care for the earth, and that love for not only ourselves but the earth and everything that lives. Let it carry around the earth, make it stronger together. Beautiful. Beautiful. Just notice how that makes you feel. And radiate that feeling outwards. Keep the circle going. Beautiful. Very good. Now let's slowly get back. Become more aware of the room you are in. More aware of the sounds around you. Becoming more present in this moment, in this place where you are now. Breathe normally again. Maybe you want to take a nice inhale and exhale. Slowly move your body back and forth from side to side. Wiggle with your fingers and toes, and when you are ready, open your eyes. Welcome back, welcome back. So, wow. Great. So I hope you felt that connection, not only feeling more whole yourself, but also feeling more unity, feeling more oneness with the world around you, especially this beautiful planet, because even though we're making a mess of some parts of it, it's still very beautiful. Nature always bounces back. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I thought about a thing when I talked about how we influence plants with our electromagnetic field, with our state of being. And there are people doing that with plants and rice, for example. If you have a bowl of rice, a jar of rice, and you put water in it, and you have another jar of rice, and you put water in there, and one jar, you write down a note on top of it, you put a sticky note on it, saying, I love you, and you really mean it when you do that. You put it on, and you talk to the jar with rice as well, just sending out positive emotions and feelings. Put it away, and then you take the other jar, and then you write a sticky note on it saying, I hate you. Why are you so ugly? Really negative things, and really mean it. And just let those two jars of rice stand for a while, and see what happens. Which jar will deteriorate fastest? That's the one that you have put negative feelings and emotions towards to. It's an experience many people do. People say, it's not very scientific, but if thousands of people do it, getting the same results, it becomes scientific. So you can try this out yourself as well. Plants react to music as well. The energy, the waves in the music. It's very interesting how nature reacts on energy in different ways, different frequencies and vibrations, different forms. So, yeah, and we do that too. We also react to music, we react to sounds, we react to colors. Everything is energy, everything has information and a frequency. So it all influences each other. And we also influence Gaia, Mother Earth, and she influences us as well. So listen, watch closely, learn from nature. Beautiful. Hope you enjoyed this session, and hope to see you back in 2 weeks again for another one. We'll see what it's all about. If you have suggestions, questions, anything like that, or you want to come on the show to promote your project, make sure or feel free to contact me whenever you can, and we'll make that happen for you. Take good care. Have a wonderful rest of your day and evening. Be safe, and I'll see you back soon. Namaste.